Holy Spirit, we just thank you that we do recognize your voice. And we thank you that we can hear you crystal clear. Minister unto us individually, to our hearts, to our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, spiritually and physically as well. Abba, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for revealing your goodness to us that has led us to repentance, that we get to see you for who you truly are. And you show us who we are in Christ Jesus as well. Jesus, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where we'd be tonight. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy and the ultimate sacrifice. Stretching out your arms on that cross and saying to the world, I love you. So Lord, what do you want to say about trust? I created you to trust me. My word says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you keep trying to figure things out, you're saying you don't trust me. Why not just come to me and ask me instead of trying to guess? Because how's your guessing game working for you? You've been created and made to trust me, believe in me, to put all of your confidence in my word, in my truth, and what I'm saying to your hearts right now. So ask me right now, what area of your life that you have not completely trusted me in? Now ask me why. So you can ask me for a truth now that will replace the lie that you believe in, that you have not been able to trust me in that area. So if you ask me for a scripture now, I'll give it to you. Don't you think it's easier for you to trust me than trying to do it all on your own? I made you to totally depend on me for everything, especially relationships. You've learned a lot about relationships in this last season, haven't you? Well, I'm going to stretch you in this new season and teach you new lessons about the relationships that you have right now and ones I have planned for you in the future. But you're going to learn from your past relationships. But realize I'm not going to give you any condemnation or guilt at all, because I don't have that to give you. But I do have love and encouragement And do you know that I approve of you 100%? Yes, I do. So just rest in my arms right now. Open up your heart. Receive from me. And completely trust me. You do know there are certain areas in your life you do completely trust me. Why is that? I have proven myself trustworthy and faithful throughout the years. I am the Lord and I change not. You do know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Think about if there's one that you could completely rely on and depend upon, it would be me, wouldn't it? Of course. I'm trustable. I'm reliable. I am dependable. So surrender right now anything that you need to surrender to me. And this is something that you can do. The question is, are you willing to do it for me? I'm giving you hope right now and encouragement. I'm edifying you and exhorting you and giving you comfort. So receive. See yourself as a receiver of my healing touch. And you can ask me what that looks like, and I'll reveal it to you. I'm going to make this real simple and easy for you. My word says that nothing is too difficult for me. That with me all things are possible. That nothing is impossible with me. Didn't Jesus say to have faith in God? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. If you ask me for faith, words that will move those mountains, I'll give them to you, but it's up to you to speak them forth. So ask away. You do know that faith works by love, don't you? And it is my perfect love that casts out fear. See yourself as fearless. See yourself filled with my love. When you see yourself filled with my love, you will get to a place where you can receive anything from me. And I can speak through you. I can minister through you. But it's a heart of love, and it's my love that I place within your heart. Thank you. Abba, we just thank you that you have created and made each and every one of us to trust you completely, to depend upon you, to rely upon you, to know you personally and intimately. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting us tonight and giving us wise counsel. Jesus, we thank you for all the times that you've healed us. And we thank you for the manifestation right now in our hearts. We're choosing right now not to lean on our own understanding anymore, but to simply trust you with all our hearts.